Can you believe this? It's raining cats and dogs out there. No, I was just saying that... I was just saying that the rain had picked up quite a lot, and I wish I had brought an umbrella. Yeah, well, Heather, I didn't say that it was gonna rain this hard. At least we're safe under the bus stop, right? So, going somewhere important? Heading home after work. Oh, I see. Where am I going? I just wanted to hit the supermarket, buy a few groceries and whatnot, but I don't really think it's a good idea to go anymore. You know, with all this rain. Well, you know what? I guess you're right. Groceries can wait. Oh. Hey, watch where you're going! Oh, what a jerk. Can you believe these people? They have absolutely no respect. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know they can't hear me, but I just couldn't help it. I get kind of worked up over stuff like that. I mean, how can you not be when... Oh my gosh, look at you. I mean, I only got a little bit of water on my pants, but you took the brunt of that splash. What do you mean it's okay? How can you be so calm about this? You think you'd go on the bus like this? No, you can't. You're completely soaked. And look at this. Even your hair got a bit wet. Don't you think you're gonna catch a cold or something? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound like your mom or something, but you're drenched from head to toe and... I got an idea. Look, my house is right around there. It's just a block away. Maybe we can probably make a dash for it under the rain? Not that it would make any difference to you since you're already dripping. But once we're there, we can work on drying you up. What do you say? Late? Oh, come on. You won't be. And you can just take the next bus. So at most, you'll be like, what, an hour or so? Come on. What's the matter? Why are you so concerned about arriving home early? Is your girlfriend waiting for you or something? Oh, you're single. Even better. I mean, that's good. So she won't be worried about you, since you don't have one. Okay, I won't push any further. I guess I'll be going back alone then. Wait, you wanna come with me? Really? Awesome. Okay, how do you think we should do this? Oh, wait, I know. Here, hold my hand. Yes, grab it. There we go. We start running on the count of three. Ready? Alright. One, two, three, go! Finally home. That took longer than I thought, but you have to admit, that was kind of fun, no? Yeah, it reminded me of when I was a little kid, running around in the rain with my friend, not caring about getting mud and dirt all over your clothes and shoes. Oh, which reminds me, we need to get you out of yours. No, not in front of me, of course. We're not that close yet. Okay, start by taking off your shoes. Here, and you can put them right here. Good boy. Now, come on. Let me show you where the bathroom is. Right here. Come inside. You can take off your wet clothes here. Just leave them on the floor, and I'll come and take them later and wash them for you. Yeah, don't worry. I'll find you something to wear in my closet. Oh, you might want to take a hot shower while you're at it. Clean off your hair and stuff. Good. And yeah, that's my shampoo bottle. I know it's an attention grabber since it's hot pink, but here, let me open it. See? Smell it. Do you like it? Yeah? No, it's like a kind of strawberry and vanilla. Is that too girly for you? You should try it if you want. I guess you don't really have any choice if you want to wash your hair. Okay, let's see. Did I forget anything else? Oh, there's a fresh towel hanging by the wall over there. And I think that's it. I'll just leave you to it then. Just call me if you want anything else, okay? Have a nice shower. Hey, are you finished? You are. Then why haven't you come out yet then? What's that? You're embarrassed. About what? Just wrap a towel around your waist and come out here. Do you want me to come in there that bad and help you with it? I'm joking. I'm joking, of course. Are you self-conscious about your body without clothes on? Oh, this is so adorable. Hey, listen, I promise I won't judge. Here, I'll even back away from the door if it makes you feel more comfortable. Come on, you can do this. And there we are. Oh, you look so cute trying to cover up. What are you trying to hide, huh? Is it those cute little chest hairs? Oh, look at you. You're blushing so much, which is making you look all the more adorable. All right, all right. I'll stop teasing you. I've seen a few guys' chests in my time, and I gotta say, yours looks quite chiseled. Do you work out? No? I guess it's just good genes then. Why is your hair still wet? Did you not dry it properly? Well, it doesn't look like it. Come here. Sit down on the couch and let me take care of it for you. Now, where did I put that other towel? Ah, here it is. Okay. I want you to lower your head down for me. Good boy. It's important to be thorough with this. We can't risk you going out in the cold with a wet head. It's dangerous. Oh, and look at this. You have such nice flowy hair. It gets all fluffy when I'm rubbing it with the towel like this. It feels nice. Oh, and we can't forget to dry behind your ears, can we? Tilt your head to the side for me. Let's go over here. And now the other way. Such a good boy. Always listening to what mommy says. Why do you look so surprised? Do you not like it when mommy pampers you? You guess so. No, honey. You know so. Yeah, we're almost done, baby. Hold still. Oops. Did that tickle you, sweetheart? My bad. You do like it, though, right? You like it when mommy tickles your ears like this? So cute. All right. Lift up your chin. Let's try this cute little face. That's my good boy. Okay. Now you look all dry and clean. And smelling like candy. Shall we dress you up so you can catch the next bus? Alright. I tried to get you the least feminine clothes I could find in my closet. So, I got you this hoodie. And these jeans. Don't worry, we have other options if it doesn't fit. Hey, where are you going? No. You can change in front of me. I'll adjust and put my hands over my eyes. Yeah, I promise I won't peek. And since I'm your mommy now, it's not a big deal if I see something, right? No, what do we say when mommy asks something? Yes, mommy, that's right. No, mommy will close her eyes, and you'll take off that towel and put on the clothes I picked out for you, okay? Here we go, all closed. Hurry up, honey. We don't want you to be late for your bus. Can mommy open her eyes now? Okay. I knew those jeans would be too short on you. But hey, at least the hoodie is baggy enough so it fits you perfectly. Okay, come here. Try these sweatpants instead. What are you waiting for? Oh, right. Close my eyes. I'm sorry. You done? Okay, let's see. Oh, perfect. These fit you quite nicely. And so handsome. And would you look at that? It's only 5 minutes before the bus arrives. You better get going, sweetie. Yeah, come on. Here, take this umbrella just in case. You can come by tomorrow after work to pick up your clothes, okay? What about my clothes? You can keep them if you want, baby. Hey, before you leave, don't you want to kiss mommy goodbye? Uh-huh, come here. Right on the cheek. Mommy loves you so much. Now go on, sweetie. Go catch that bus.